Amen. The scripture reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. Let us hear this word of the Lord. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. All right. You guys are in for a special treat because I forgot to hand out the gifts in the first service. So you get their gifts. Now, if you've ever received a gift from me during Advent, raise your hand. Hold your hand up there. Okay, keep it up there. Keep it up. Hold that hand up there. Okay. Wait. You're welcome. You already got one. I already gave you one before. Here, have another. Okay. Merry Christmas. Okay. I better not. Who else here? If you've got a gift, raise your hand. There you go. I spent 30 seconds wrapping those, so a lot of time, labor, a lot of fun. Yep. Okay. Have you already got a gift? You didn't get one from me? Huh. Yo, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry. Betty, did I give you a gift? You already got one? Okay. Kelly, did you get one for me? You didn't?
That's why I sat down here.
Huh. Let's see here. Go, Merry Christmas. Sarah, did you get one? You didn't. You're welcome. Did I give you a gift? No? All right. Yep. You know, today's sermon is about love. It's about what God did for us at Christmas. Yeah, I looked in the Bible and I started researching, you know, getting ready for the sermon, and did a Google search on love. I did Bible scripture passages on love and God, and you know, I was reminded once again that the Bible is really God's love letter to you and me. I mean, all of the boring stuff, all of the pretty prose and poems, all of the hard stuff, the violence, it all had a plan. From the beginning to the end, from the book of Genesis to Revelation, it is God's love letter to us. My goodness, there's so much. And I mean, I could spend a couple of weeks talking about. Did I give you a gift? Can't say that no more. Okay, Merry Christmas. Did I give you a gift? Here, Merry Christmas. Oh, I've been carrying this one around in my hand. Did I give you a gift? Merry Christmas. Coming at you. Here it comes. Catch. All right. We're about. Would you run these up to the balcony and just hand out those, what's left up there? Okay, thank you.
Need a Christmas miracle.
Oh, we'll be okay. It's all right. We're just getting warmed up here. You got one? Okay, Tracy. All right. Love. God loves us so very much. And it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, and so we know and rely on this, on the love that God has for us. God is love. 1 John 4, 16, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. And so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. We can count on that. And we can't count on each other. You know, we can say that. But we're going to disappoint each other somewhere along the line, aren't we? That's just what happens. We just let each other down, disappoint each other, step on each other's toes. But God doesn't disappoint us. We may think he does because he doesn't answer our prayers the way we want them answered. But the one thing that we know and rely on is the love that God has for us. That's the Word of God. There's the obvious passages, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Romans 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love for us. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. John 13, verses 34 and 35, Jesus said, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And I love that. You know, that Jesus said, you have to love one another as I have loved you. Because Jesus, who said, I and the Father are one, Jesus is God. Jesus said, you have to love one another as I have loved you. And I went to the cross for you. I didn't hold anything back. I gave you everything I had, my last drop of blood. So I don't want you to just like each other. I want you to love one another the way I've loved you. I love Eric. We're still getting to know each other. I don't know everything there is to know about him. He doesn't know everything there is to know about me. And you know what? It doesn't matter. Because I know that my brother is a Christian. Born again, spirit-filled, child of God. And I know that the Bible says, Jesus said, we are to love one another the way Jesus loved us. And that means holding nothing back. Making whatever sacrifice is necessary for one another. That's what we do for each other. We don't look at what's on the outside of a person. If we know that they're a Christian, it doesn't matter what color they are, what age they are. It doesn't matter how rich or poor they are. We're to love one another the way Jesus loved us. Now, if they're not a Christian, then we are to teach them, to show them the love of Christ so that they will accept Christ for themselves. That's the love of Christ. You know, that in Psalm 136, there are 26 verses. And after each verse, it says, his love endures forever. Orthodox Jews, they say the great Shema. The great Shema is from Deuteronomy chapter 6. And Orthodox Jews will say it several times a day. And it begins with, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your soul and with all your strength. Hello. They keep repeating that. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your soul and with all your strength. Jesus said, I give you a commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus said, that is the greatest commandment. Jesus said, you've got to love me more than you love life itself. You've got to love me more than you love your spouse, more than you love your children, your mother, or your father, more than life. You have to love me. Why? What is it? Why does Jesus want us to love him so much? Because it says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, Adam and Eve hid in the garden. They were hiding because they heard the sound of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and Eve had just sinned, and they were afraid that God would find out. But the really cool part is that God would come down and walk in the garden with them every day. They heard the sound of him walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And he said, where are you? I'm looking for you. I want to be with you. That's why God created us, was to have fellowship, because he loves us. And he wants us to love him back. And we serve a jealous God, a mighty God, but a God who loves us and holds nothing back. He wants that relationship that was broken by sin, he wants it to be set right so that we can get back to that loving relationship. You know, love is the answer. It's the answer for all of our problems. It's the answer. I know people who have lots and lots of money, lots and lots of possessions. I know people who are like super athletes. You know, they got these fine, chiseled bodies and their enormous strength and speed, and like kind of like me and Eric. You get her name? Write her name down. Write it. But I know people like that who are miserable because they don't have love. I know people who don't have anything, who are broke, who don't have two nickels to rub together. But they're just happy as can be because they have love. I'm telling you, Jesus said that I came to give you life and to give you life more abundantly. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. That's why he came. It's why he was born in a manger, was to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. And the answer, the way to get, we get that life, the way we get more abundant life is through love. Love makes everything better, makes everything great. It eases the aches and the pains, takes away the fear. He's come to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. You see, in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says that the thief came only to steal and kill and destroy. Now let those who have ears hear. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Do you know what he comes to steal and kill and destroy? The devil, the thief. He doesn't come to kill and steal and destroy your car, not your house, not your bank account, not even your health. He doesn't care about that. He doesn't care if you're the richest, wealthiest person in the world or if you're some kind of super athlete, great soldier, fantastic at your job. He doesn't care about any of that stuff as long as you're not having a good relationship with God. That's what he comes to kill and steal and destroy. He comes to break and ruin that relationship between us and God. And he'll do that any way he can. He'll get you so wrapped up in something else, worried about things, so involved in doing other things. Anything he can do to break that relationship, to kill that relationship between us and God. Because he doesn't want us to have that kind of love. He doesn't want us to love God the way God loves us. Because that love is what saves us. There was a man, a farmer. This farmer, he'd married, had kids, had a small farm outside of town. And, you know, all year long, his wife would come to him and say, "Dear, would you go to church with us this Sunday?" And he'd say, "No, you know how I feel about church. This doesn't make any sense to me why God would leave his mansions in heaven and come down here and become a baby in a manger." He says, "That just doesn't make sense to me." Well, Christmas Eve rolled around. And on Christmas Eve, it was just snowing to beat the band outside. The wind was whipping. Temperatures were freezing, bitter cold. The wife came to him and said, "Dear, we're going to the Christmas Eve services tonight. I'm taking the children. Do you want to go?" And he said, "Now, honey, We've had this conversation. You know how I feel. It just doesn't make sense to me. You go without me. She said, okay. So he wasn't worried about her because four-wheel drive truck, town wasn't that far away. She was a good driver. She bundled up the kids, got them in the truck, and they left. And he went and sat down in front of the fireplace with his newspaper and cup of coffee. He wasn't reading that long when all of a sudden he heard thump. Oh, what was that? He looked around, and all of a sudden there was another thump. Something hit the window, big picture window in the living room there. And he walks over to the window, and he looks outside, and there's a flock of geese in his front yard. And they're out there just circling around, and thump! And all of a sudden, one hit the window. They were trying to get in the house. Well, he knew the temperature was dropping really bad. The wind was whipping. The snow was piling up, and these geese were going to die if they didn't get some shelter. He closed the drapes, and he went over and sat down, got his coffee and his paper back out, and he thought, them stupid geese. Bump! Okay, he put his coffee down, he got up, and he thought, I got to do something. He put on his coat, hat, and his gloves, his boots, and he went outside, and he tried chasing the geese. Maybe they would go into the woods, find some shelter. And instead, they just flew around him. He thought, okay. And he went over to his barn, and he opened up the barn doors, and he turned a light on inside. And he went out, and he got behind the geese, and he tried shoving them towards the barn. Well, it was like herding cats. They didn't want anything to do with him, and they were staying out there in the snow, which was getting worse every minute. Farmer was frustrated. He didn't know what else to do. But he knew if they stayed out here a few more hours, there would be some dead geese. And he thought about it, and he thought about it, and then he got an idea. And he went into his barn, and he got a burlap sack, and he grabbed one of his geese, and he shoved that goose down inside that sack, and he went back out into the snow, and he went through the flock of geese to the other side, and he shook his goose out. And that goose took off, flew right through that flock of geese and right into the barn. And all those geese followed him. And he went over to the barn and he closed the doors. And he thought, good, now they're safe. And he was just about to go back into the house when it dawned on him. And he looked up. And with the snowflakes hitting his face, he began to cry. And he said, I get it. I finally get it. We wouldn't follow anybody else. We couldn't follow some alien. We couldn't follow some statue. We couldn't follow some animal. We would only follow one of our own. And that's why God had to come down and become one of us, so that we could follow him all the way to life, through the cross, through the resurrection. He said, I get it, God. You did all that to save us. It's all about love, Christmas is. And if somebody buys you a gift, chainsaw, microwave, laptop computer, stereo, they buy you a gift, they give it to you, and you don't open it, what good is that gift? No good. And what kind of respect are you showing to the person who gave it to you? None. Okay, Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. The gift of love. So open that gift up and share that love. Love one another as Christ has loved you. God loves you, and so do I.